Hi, I'm Megan Hillica, a grieving mother turned grief coach. I now support, guide, and offer tools to navigate the unthinkable of child loss to other moms who also know this pain. I help you go from empty, lost, and broken to learning to carry your grief and live alongside it. If there's one thing I want you to see, it's hope. Hope that there's life after loss. Hope that there's so much more for you. And encouragement that you're normal. All of this is possible, along with never forgetting or moving on from your baby or child. I'm holding on to hope for you until you are ready to hold it yourself. Welcome to Grieving Moms Podcast. Hello, friends. This is Megan Hillica. Today, we're talking about physical pain and health problems after your child dies. Before we dive in, I want to talk about anxiety after your child dies because it's quite common and it's an experience that feels absolutely uncontrollable. And I want to just say I have a free video at meganhillica.com about anxiety and grief. If you're dealing with this, even if your anxiety feels somewhat manageable and you can function with it day to day, it's absolutely possible to lessen your anxiety or even have it disappear completely. So I just want to share about that free video. You can go to meganhillica.com and check that video out. So one thing I haven't really touched on the podcast yet is physical pain and health problems that may come after your child dies. The absolute stress of what you are experiencing and going through, it affects not only your mental and emotional state, but your physical state as well. After Aria died, I was so sick so many times, like kept feeling like, what in the world? Feels like one thing after the other. My immune system was just not there. My body was under so much stress and I felt like everything was just going wrong. And I want to share a little bit about the rapid resolution perspective that I've been learning. So kind of the way that we think is that the way the mind processes data and information is where emotions, thoughts, and pain comes from. So a lot of times we think it comes from outside of us, things that happen, circumstances that happens. But with this perspective, it's coming from the way your mind is processing information. So if your body is in pain, it's because the processor in your mind is causing the pain to try to get you to do something. Or if you're feeling an emotion, it's because the processor in your mind is trying to get you to do something. And when your mind is perceiving a threat, like can happen after your child dies, you see threat everywhere, right? Perceives a threat and your body is in a constant state of anxiety, fear, panic, worry, whatever it is that's trying to keep you alive, everything in your body slows down. So if your mind is perceiving a threat, it's like, oh, we're not going to sit and rest and restore and relax because there's something over here that we need to be wary about. We need to watch for, we need to be alert and looking around and be on edge because there's this threat here. So there's no time to rest and relax. And so all of that shuts down. So healing, regeneration, and doing the work that your body does so well, your body just does it automatically, right? Healing and all of that, but that all shuts down when your mind is perceiving a threat. Because it's more worried about keeping you alive from that perceived threat that your mind is reading instead of taking care of those healing properties and aspects in your body. So that's just kind of a little bit of the perspective that I've been learning that makes so much sense to me, especially when I think about trauma and your body's in a state of stress. There's no time for your body to relax because you're always on edge and alert looking for, like, there's a threat always. There's always a threat. And so how can your body heal and regenerate and rest when there's threats around? It's just not built into our nervous system or in our minds. So, I have a more personal story to share with you, just about this topic. And it might be kind of long. And again, when I share these stories with you, I have no idea if you appreciate them or not. But since it's my podcast, I get to share them anyway. And hopefully, it will either be interesting to you, resonate with you in some way, or help you know that if you're experiencing health problems or pain in your body, that you are not alone. So, this is kind of my story of pain in pregnancy. I get a pretty bad pain in pregnancy. It's pretty horrible and it makes pregnancy very difficult for me. It's like a ligament pain that most people get if they stand up quickly or move fast, but for them it lasts like a couple seconds to a few minutes. So it's like underneath my belly, sometimes it's all over my belly, sometimes it's on my right side, sometimes it's on my left side. My pain doesn't go away. Well, it does. I guess I'm not in it constantly. It comes and goes, but when it comes, it's there for 30 minutes to a half an hour. Or 30 minutes to an hour, I mean. I tend to know I'm pregnant because I get the pain. And then again, it comes on and off for the rest of my pregnancy, sometimes daily, sometimes a few times a week. And sometimes a few times a day, where I'm pretty much debilitated with pain and I can't move. So when this pain comes, my kids are kind of on their own because I can't move. I can't do anything. I've tried everything to help with this pain. It feels like literally everything. I'm always open to what else I can do. I will share about the few things that have helped the most right now. And I kind of just feel like I don't even know what else to do. I'm kind of at a loss of what else to try. But I've asked all my midwives about it. I've had a few different ones, and so I've asked every one of them. I've gone to the chiropractor, I've gotten acupuncture, I've gotten massages, myofascial release, I've taken magnesium, taken collagen, massaged my belly, put magnesium on my belly. I've stretched to those areas on my body, done pelvic floor exercises and work, gone to physical therapy. I've done a stomach rehab program after my babies, worn a belly support band. I've had Justin do a Rebozo movement on my belly, gone swimming in the water to take the weight off my belly. I don't know. Like, what else have I done? I feel like I've tried so many things. And of those things that I've just shared right now, the biggest thing that seemed to help among those was acupuncture. Though it didn't take away my pain, it made the pain go further and further apart and less intense at a time. But my struggle is that I want a long-term solution. I don't know, it's just how I work in my mind. Like, I want something to be completely healed, completely cured. For acupuncture, it's something I would have to go weekly for during my whole pregnancy to manage the pain. It's kind of like a band-aid. It doesn't take away the root cause of the pain, and I'm always looking for the root solution, not the band-aid. So I did do acupuncture with my last pregnancy, but then this pregnancy, we've been living in the bus and traveling, and getting physical care like that has been a lot more difficult. So I haven't gotten much besides my midwife appointments, which have been over the phone. So I was going to physical therapy, and my physical therapist was so puzzled because she could not recreate the pain. She told me that normally when somebody has pain, you can move the body in a certain way, or tighten a certain muscle or something, push on a muscle. And you can recreate the pain so that you have more of an idea of what's going on. But there was nothing she could do to make this pain come, so she couldn't figure out where it was coming from. And maybe you can relate to this, like if you've experienced either pain that you go to the doctor and there's nothing wrong. Especially, I've heard from moms with stomach issues. Where they go to the doctor and they're like, all your labs, everything looks great. I don't know what the problem is. it can be really frustrating because you're like, okay, well, how do I deal with this? What do I do? How do I don't even know what to do because there's nothing physically wrong that anybody can tell, that anybody can see, that anybody can help with. So it can be very frustrating. So this physical therapy was towards the end of all the things I've tried. And then I started to wonder, I was like, I wonder if this is more than just something physical in my body. What if it's energetic? What if it's emotional? Because I was 36 weeks pregnant when Aria died. So I found her, I was 36 weeks pregnant. And did my body or mind in some way make pregnancy traumatic and painful? That in some way it believes that pregnancy is dangerous, or maybe that there's emotions or trauma stuck somewhere. So I just started to ponder this idea. Like up until then, I've been trying to find like a physical reason. Like, why is this happening? Maybe my ligaments are stretched, you know, like where is it coming from? But as I thought about it, I was like, I have had other pains in pregnancy. But this particular pain, I don't think started until my pregnancies after Aria died. So that's why I kind of came to this conclusion, along with the physical therapist being like, I don't know how to recreate this pain. So, like, I don't know really how to help you even. There's a company called Gemisphere that I've bought in gemstone necklaces from. And one day I called them wondering if they would have any ideas of a necklace that I could buy to try with this pain. And the person I talked to had recommended that I try a carnelian gemstone. And at that time, the carnelian that they had available was only the precious carnelian gemstone. So they have precious and semi-precious. And the precious was just too much for me. So I didn't end up buying it, but when I hung up, I remembered that I had bought a carnelian gemstone, little rock. So I went and got the stone, and when I got the pain, I put it on my belly. I seriously was in complete shock. So normally when the pain starts, it comes, and then it comes on slowly, and it just gets more and more and more intense and extreme. And there's nothing I can do. I just kind of have to wait the 30 to 60 minutes until it's gone. But I put this gemstone there and it started coming, and then it just slowly ebbed away and it never got intense. And within 5 minutes, the pain was gone. I could not believe it. I was like, what? I have tried everything. Like, I'll get the pain and I'm just trying a million things trying to get it to stop. And I had to have that happen a few times before I could tell Justin about it, because it was so weird to me and so odd that this little rock, after everything I tried, could help with the pain I've been dealing with. So that was how I managed to get to the end of that pregnancy, is I have these little rocks that I carry around in my pocket, and every time I get a pain, oh, I put it on my belly and the pain goes away. So here I am, pregnant again, and every pregnancy, I just want to figure it out so that there's no pain. Like, like I said, this is my personality, and I was just thinking before I started this, I was like, you know, I haven't taken any medication, I haven't gone to, like, a medical doctor, I've only talked to my midwives, but I don't know what kind of medication would even help, and that's not really the route I want to go anyways. So I just felt like I had to throw that out there, because I have not tried any medication, and I don't even know what kind of medication would help anyways with this specific thing. But I always want to figure it out. So I did end up getting a carnelian necklace from Gemisphere this time, so that I always have it with me. If you've seen any pictures of me or videos of me, you'll see like an orange-red necklace around my neck. That is my carnelian necklace, and I always have it. So that way that I have it when the pain comes and I'm able to use it when I need, which has been so far one of the best things that has helped me and definitely helped me to manage the pain and make it easier. So the thing I get frustrated about with this too is that it's also a Band-Aid. So it's not something that is clearing the root of the problem. But for me, it's better than acupuncture because I'm not going weekly or twice a week to sessions. I just can put this on. But then there are times when the necklace doesn't seem to help for some reason, and that's pretty awful. And maybe it's because I haven't re-energized the gems enough, where you're supposed to do different things to it to make sure it has the energy in it. I'm not sure. So I've been trying to focus on making sure I do that more regularly. But there's a few other things that came to me to try. So I did two energy sessions with the lady before I left Minnesota that they felt so amazing. I just loved the sessions. I loved the experience of them. Though I can't say if they helped much with my pain. But I was thinking that, you know how you don't always know how much pain you've had unless you write it down? Like, you can't tell the difference in experiencing in pain unless you like keep a journal or a diary, like saying when it happened, how intense, how long, those kind of things. So it could have gotten better, and my eyes were focused on looking for it to be completely gone. So I thought about doing more sessions long distance. I just never did. But then enter my RRT and the training I was going through. So I saw sessions where they were able to clear people's physical pain. And I actually worked with a mom as well, where I assisted her in clearing pain in her womb from her trauma of baby loss. So then I was like, okay, I guess I need to try this out on my belly pain. Like, I'm going to do some sessions. And so I was looking into the energetic and emotional side of it, and the RRT perspective, it's more like there's a blip or something stuck in the way my mind is processing information that needs to be cleared so that my mind can read the information properly and not send the pain signals for no reason. So it's like when you clear, like I was talking a little bit earlier, that little spot in your mind where your mind is reading the information, where my mind is like perceiving a threat that's not there, and it's like causing the pain to try to get me to do something. So I had my first session done, and the rest of the day, anytime my pain came, I had a process I did where I could think the pain away in some sense. It's so weird. I would tell my mind that my pain was unnecessary, but thank you. I appreciate it, but it is not useful. There's nothing to do. There's nothing to be done. And I had some things that I would inhale and exhale. And I know it kind of sounds funny, but if you ever do a session with me, that might make some more sense to you if I do that process with you. But that whole day, every time I did that, the pain would just go away, which is so weird to me because, like, how can you just consciously think the pain away? Like, with your thoughts, with your mind, I don't know. But after the first few days, my pain came back with a vengeance, and it didn't seem to be helping anymore. And then I did another session, and I had a pretty long break from the pain. And I'm not sure, like, it feels like it's less, it's not as intense. It's on some level, I'm able to talk to my mind and tell it that the pain is unnecessary, that there is not a threat that I need to be protected from. But I still have had the pain. I've had to use my necklace, but it seems like between the RRT and this carnelian necklace, these are the two things that absolutely have helped the most. So, like, I haven't had debilitating hour-long pain since. But it will come. It's still there. It's not completely gone. But it seems like I'm pretty much able to manage it with these two tools, and for that I'm really, really thankful. But I was hoping with this episode that I could have completely healed and the pain would be completely gone and I could share how amazing this is, but I guess that's not the case. And I might try to have some more sessions, though I'm almost due for a baby right now. So far, again, the best things that have helped me are my carnelian necklace and rapid resolution therapy, which is so funny. I'm like, these are two things that would not make sense to me, but they are the two things that have helped the most when everything else I've tried has not worked at all. So these are helping me make it to the end of this pregnancy. Again, I was wishing it would be completely over and I'd be like, amazing, how amazing that this pain is gone. But that's not my reality. And I just thought it was an interesting story in my life to share with you, that, you know, there might be other options or ways your pain is coming in your life, that you go to the doctor or to wherever and they're not physically able to help you, that maybe it is more energetic or the mind or emotional or the way mind is processing data, and maybe there's other options that could help you that you haven't ever thought about or heard about before. I've just thought a lot during this that you never know what someone is going through, and there's so much emotional pain and grief, which is debilitating, but so is physical pain and health issues that come up. Physical pain to this extent is not something I've really dealt with in my life. I feel like I've had a lot of pains, but they haven't been debilitating or caused me to like not be able to function. But this feels pretty extreme and constant, or it has felt. And so I just kind of wanted to say, like, to those of you who are dealing with health issues, physical pain, and just not feeling well in your physical body, I'm sending you a huge hug, because grief can definitely cause so many things to happen in your physical body as well. And if you're anything like me, you start to like, I just start to wonder, like, will I ever be free of pain? Is this going to be something that I'm going to live with the rest of my life? I know my personality is just, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to keep trying anyways. Because I'm not very good at just like being like, okay, this is just what I have to live with. But I know it can, like, I've definitely had thoughts of just like, oh my gosh, is this the rest of my life? Is this how it's going to be the rest of my life? Just constant pain. And yeah, so if you've been feeling that way too, I'm just sending you a huge hug. And here's to hoping, you know, you can keep looking for more options to manage pain and also clear pain completely, where it's not even a thing in your life. But anyways, I'll see you next week. Take care. If you like this podcast and have found it helpful, I want to invite you to come check out Grieving Moms Haven. This is my monthly community for grieving moms, where you can learn positive coping mechanisms, find a safe space with others who understand, and learn lifelong skills that support you as you learn how to carry this weight of grief in your life. There are group coaching calls where we do guided meditations, tapping meditations, breath work, and just talk, knowing that everyone in the group is also walking the path of child loss. You can come check out Grieving Moms Haven at www.grievingmomshaven.com.